The Devil's Den, Volume 3, written by James Babb, narrated by Lee Allen. Chapter 1. Indian Territory, 1881. There's a level of anger where a person is just upset. And then there's that dark anger, the kind that boils over and makes people kill. At just 15 years old, Brody had witnessed both many times, too many times. The Cherokee Joseph had been kind to him, had given wise advice as Brody worked for him trapping furs. But now there was nothing but dark anger about the Indian standing before him. Joseph hunched his wide shoulders as he leaned forward, bringing his battered and swollen face closer. He separated his lips into a snarl. With clenched fists, he towered over Brody, seeming to grow taller and more menacing with each passing second. The sight reminded Brody of a killer bear, like the one that had torn into his cabin last year, growling with a rabid kind of madness. His voice trembled just a bit when he spoke.
"Joe, calm down a little."
Joseph's deep voice thundered through the camp.
"No one will stop me from finding my son."
He threw out one hand and pointed.
"These are your bullets, Brody. What happened to Todd?"
Brody looked at the four empty rifle cartridges scattered on the ground. Then his gaze settled on the angry Cherokee standing in front of him. A jagged cut on his face was coated in a salve, but the stained bandage on his forearm was seeping blood. Brody struggled to get his thoughts together. He was astounded that Joseph was alive, but he was here and, by the look on his face, willing to move mountains to get to Todd.
"Answer me," Joseph demanded.
"Joe, it's okay. Todd is okay," Brody said quickly. "When I found him, he was in a bad way. That madman that attacked you and Todd, well, it scared him so badly he couldn't talk and took sick. My folks were the only ones I thought could help him."
Brody swallowed hard and struggled to continue.
"But Frank and Billy Miller, along with some bounty hunters, came for me. We had already fled with Todd into the woods, but they burned down Mama and Papa's house for pure hate. They would have killed all of us. I had no other choice. I left Todd with my family in Arkansas so I could draw the bounty hunters away. I wanted to wear them down and eventually lose them here in Indian Territory. I didn't know what else to do."
Joseph stood motionless for a long moment. Some of the anger seemed to wash out of him, leaving him stern and determined.
"We are going to find my son and your family."
He glared across the fire at the older Indian standing there.
"And we are going right now."
When Joseph had first stepped out of the brush and into camp, Brody had forgotten about the terrifying man who had threatened him. Now, at least his ancient bow was down by his side and no longer pointed at Brody. The old man said something to Joseph. They exchanged a volley of harsh words that were just a garble to Brody's ears.
"What is he saying?"
"My father is old and very cranky."
Brody's eyes grew wide.
"This is your father?"
Joseph walked away from them and into the woods. His father raised his voice, shouting in Cherokee.
"What is he saying?"
Brody hollered after Joseph, never taking his eyes off the old man. Joseph had completely disappeared into the brush, but his words floated out of the woods.
"He wants to know if he can kill you now."
"Kill me?"
Brody yelped. He stared with unblinking eyes at the Indian before him. The wispy gray ponytail at the top of his shaved head waved in the May breeze. His
Sample complete. Ready to continue?